There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Soundtrack Zone. Welcome back to Soundtrack Telling. I am your host, Captain Kirk, taking you on this amazing journey of imagination using music from TV shows, movies, and video games. At this particular moment, you have been caught in the Soundtrack Zone. Here, the only way to escape is to finish the story told to you, using your imagination. Fail to listen, and you will be in a perpetual state of never knowing what happened. Keeping you here in the Soundtrack Zone. So, here it is, the second part of our short story. Ben and I got to the highway without much trouble, but the winds were severe. I could hardly see more than a quarter of a mile in front of me, but the blowing snow made that even more difficult, and it was getting colder, or so I thought. By the time I got to the bridge over the river, I could hardly see ahead of me at all. And right about then, Ben lost his footing. Ben and I fell together, only I fell off, and I slid right to the edge of the bridge and over toward the icy river I went. Somehow, I grabbed and caught the guardrail, but the guardrail was already ice-covered, and it was hard to hold on to. As I tried to pull myself up, I felt myself losing my grip. So I just held on, with the freezing water flowing rapidly below me. I guess I was so cold and so afraid of letting go of the guardrail that I didn't feel any pain from the fall Ben and I had taken. I didn't think I was injured, but at least I didn't hurt. Not yet. It was hard to see, and getting harder. I couldn't see much holding onto the bridge guardrail anyway. That's when I noticed the pain. It wasn't a broken leg or ribs. It was my fingers. They stung in my mittens from the cold, ice-covered rail. And my arms ached with the strain of hanging onto the frozen, ice-covered rail. And then I heard something. It sounded like someone walking towards me, but I wasn't sure that it just wasn't the wind. It wasn't someone. It was Ben. I was beginning to lose my grip on the guardrail. Ben stood over me, not more than a couple of feet away. I had to do something quick. If I let go of the guardrail, I would fall into the river. The current was fast. Hypothermia would set in quickly, and I would not have much of a chance. If I didn't let go of the guardrail and try to grab the stirrup on old Ben, I would fall into the river anyway. Thoughts raced through my mind. I should not have tried this. Mrs. Jenkins could have waited until morning. I could have asked someone to come with me. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. I thought of my house, the warm fireplace, and my soft bed. But I am a doctor, and I thought of my patient first. I thought before I thought. I uttered a prayer out loud, God help me. And with all my might, I gripped the guardrail with every ounce of strength I had against the ice that thickly covered it. And my fingers stinging from the cold, I swung my body, legs first to the left and then to the right. And then with my arms aching from holding on and my body shivering from the icy winds in the cold, I kicked my leg up toward the guardrail to try to hook my boot over it and pull myself up. It had to be an unconscious move. I don't know how, but there I was, lying on the highway on the edge of the bridge, looking up at Ben. Thank you, God, I said. I promise to let you go. Just not yet. Here is something to hold you over.
Thank you.
even in the soundtrack zone, you need to take a break. Well, I need to take a break. I'll be right back.